Is it fair to call this a precursor to a diet book?
I would like to think that after this book, no other diet books need be written, except for cookbooks. You know, the point is pretty simple. It's like there aren't books out there that tell you different diets, cigarette-free diets, right? Even though there are different approaches to quitting smoking, and the argument I'm making is that just as we know cigarettes cause lung cancer, we should know that carbohydrates make you fat. So any diet book, any book that's aimed at getting you to lose weight should just be aimed at getting you to somehow eat less carbohydrates.
I crave carbs. Right. I just, you know, bring me mounds of rice, throw some potatoes on it, and a little bit of spaghetti, and that would be good.
Well, this
and you start off with just a bit. I mean, yeah.
Doctors who studied obese patients, so it's funny, they crave carbs. I think the smartest guy working in the field in the United States was a fellow named Hugo Roni at Northwestern University. He was a Hungarian emigre who had come over, an endocrinologist, studied hormones. He said he had a patient, a laundress, who ate a pound of laundry starch a day. Didn't understand why, but here's what happens. When you, the fundamental difficulty, like I said, there's this problem of insulin secretion. Your fat tissue is too sensitive to the hormone insulin, but your muscle tissue becomes resistant to insulin with time. High carb diets, it could be fundamentally caused by sugar, meaning sugar or high fructose corn syrup, and that's a different issue. So your muscle tissue starts to become insulin resistant. Your pancreas responds by secreting more insulin, because the insulin's trying to keep blood sugar down after a carbohydrate-rich meal. So you end up with elevated levels of insulin in your blood, called hyperinsulinemia, and that's common in obese subjects. When you are hyperinsulinemic, when your insulin levels are elevated, the insulin is telling your fat tissue to store both carbohydrates and fat. The glucose gets stored, gets used to store the fat. It's telling your muscle tissue to burn carbohydrates. So, but now that's supposed to happen after meal. Basically, insulin goes up after meal, and it's because you've eaten carbs, and it wants to get rid of keep the blood sugar down. So, the elevated insulin is a signal that you have a lot of carbs in your bloodstream to burn because you've just eaten. But what happens when you start getting fatter is you have elevated levels of insulin all the time, most of the time. So it's constantly telling your muscle cells burn glucose, burn carbs, and telling the rest of your cells to store fat and protein. So in effect, carbohydrates become your food. They're the only thing your body wants to burn. Okay, so you crave carbs because that's what your fuel has become. Not what it should be, because you should be burning the fat that you've stored, just like lean people do. They store a little fat and then they burn a little fat. You store a little fat and your insulin levels stay up, and you crave carbs and you eat some more, and then you store that little fat and you eat some more, and you store, so you never get around to burning the fat you store because your insulin won't allow it to happen. And as early as 1965, Roslyn Yalow and Solomon Burson, who invented the technique for measuring hormones in the blood and then realized that obese and type 2 diabetics had high insulin levels all the time, they pointed out the fundamental way to lower insulin levels is to get fat out of the fat tissue and burn it, is to lower insulin levels. That's what you've got to do. You know, most diets do that to some extent because most diets get rid of the carbs. You know, lower carb content, even a low-fat diet will lower the carb content, improve the quality of the carbs. So be, you know, get rid of what's called high glycemic index carbohydrates and sugars. But they'll also get rid of the fat and protein, so they'll starve you. You know, if you don't want to be starved all the time, and if you're starved all the time, you're likely to go off the diet, maybe binge eat. If you don't want to be starved all the time, then you keep fat and protein high and just cut the carbs. Now you've gotten the insulin levels down, you're going to burn your fat, you'll have more energy, you'll probably want to exercise if you haven't done it because you suddenly have the energy to exercise. Problem is, it sounds like a miracle cure, so people think it's quackery. You know, who could stay on this diet? Well, it's hard to quit smoking if you're a smoker. Nobody ever says, who could actually quit smoking? We shouldn't tell people to quit, because we should tell them to just smoke 10 cigarettes a day because that's something they could sustain for life. No doctor thinks like that. You get to the diet field, and suddenly it's like we have to come up with something they could sustain for life, even if we're going to tell them to keep eating the thing that literally makes them fat. So it's not going to work, but they're going to be able to stay on it. And it's crazy.
The book is Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It. I've been speaking with the author, Gary Taubes, and Why We Get Fat, published by Knopf.